here with Aunt Bane, and this is Boom Doom. I know it's been a long time, and we're looking at Minecraft temples.
Minecraft temples. There's a few of them, right?
Yeah.
We have, it was desert.
Yep. There was sand temple. There was jungle. There was water. There was diamond. And then there's other ones.
No, it's, like you said, desert, jungle, water.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And also diamond.
No, they have diamond in them. Remember?
Yeah.
It's in the chest. All these temples have chests.
Yeah.
But we'll start with the desert one.
Yeah.
Okay. Desert temples are also known as pyramids.
Yep. Containing life. Not really, because they explode. And they kill you.
Desert temples are constructed from sandstone, orange and blue stained clay, sandstone slabs, and sandstone stairs.
Mm-hmm.
In the center of the temple's ground floor is a single block of blue stained clay. Underneath this stained clay is a booby trap hidden chamber with four chests that each contain very valuable loot.
Yeah.
The trap consists of a stone pressure plate located directly under the blue stained clay. Desert temples look gray on maps, similar to bear stone, but with a distinctive shape. So, what are in the chests?
Bone, rotten flesh,
gunpowder,
sand, string, spider eyes, enchantment book, saddle, golden apple,
golden ingot,
iron ingot, emerald, iron horse armor, gold horse armor, diamond horse armor, and god apple.
God apple, which is golden apples that are enchanted.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's basically what these temples are for, is they have these
items.
Chest of loot. Now, the orange symbol on the outside of the desert pyramid looks like an ankh. They took it from the ancient Egyptian. Now, a desert's temple will not fully spawn if partially spawned on water. When they're spawned on lakes, they're only half generated.
Mm-hmm.
As there is no light in the lower chambers, mobs can spawn inside and trigger the TNT trap, destroying the chest and loot before any player can reach it. Also, rarely, a lava lake might generate next to TNT, potentially setting the trap off. The top hole in the temple ceiling is almost always generated above ground, so buried temples will be accessible, but fall damage is likely. So it's saying that there's like a hole Yeah, there's a hole at the top, but there's no stairs going down. You're just going to fall in it.
Yeah.
Okay. When the desert temple spawns above a ravine, it will not have a deeper foundation the way village buildings do. Rather, its shaft will be left hanging.
Yep.
And there will always be one block floor under the TNT.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's really bad. But the TNT will fall and you're safe. No TNT. Step on the pressure plate. It's fine.
Okay.
Just explodes the ground, which is actually confined to mine shaft. Jungle temples.
Okay, now we're talking about jungle temples. Consists of cobblestone, moss stone, and three chisel stone bricks. There are three floors. On the bottom floor, there is a puzzle, which consists of three levers and three chisel stone bricks.
I want to do it.
To a hidden piston trapdoor mechanism.
I want to tell you how to do it.
Inside the room, the trapdoor opens to a chest.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you do the trap?
Okay, it's either you take two down, take one down, or take all of them down. Now, usually what happens for me, I take all of them down, okay? Flick one up. It works, or I can flick them down, it'll still work, or I can flip one up, and it'll work. Either way, you could try, but you'll probably need to just mine the block, which is not really that fun.
Okay, down the hall from the above puzzle, there's a way to the chest.
Mm-hmm.
The trap consists of two tripwire lines connected to dispensers with 2 to 4 arrows hidden behind vines. The first tripwire is in the beginning of the way. The second tripwire is in front of the chest. Okay. How do you go past those?
You got to break the string, which will hit you, or you could hit it, go in the hole, and then hide, and then You could go to the other one, hide, and you'll survive. No damage. No damage at all, Tuck.
Okay.
None.
Next is...
Water Temple.
Where is it?
The Water Temple.
It's called Ocean Monument.
Here, let me tell it. Tell it.
Okay.
Okay, so Ocean Monument, which is known as Ocean Temple, they're a pufferfish. Little blue pufferfish. But there's something contained inside the pufferfish hall. Now, if you see something big as the Pufferfish King, we might know, right there, it's creepy. It'll just pop up a face.
Elder Guardian.
Elder Guardian, that's what I know. What contains in is gold. Gold, 4 gold bricks. And what the Elder Guardian does is, if you're close on top of it, you could probably get minding fatigue. Not good. Not something you would want. It means easier to kill you. There's 3 Elder Guardians inside each home. Now, the first one's on top. The second one's down. And the third one is down. So there's mostly 2 together, but 1 alone. You need full diamond armor. And I'm saying full, enchanted. Diamond sword, diamond pick, speed. Oh, and water resistance means you can survive underwater. You need night vision to see, and you also need, you need health splash potions, and, you need fireballs underwater.
Okay, ocean monuments are made from premarine bricks, dark premarine.
No, it's prismarine.
Oh, prismarine. Sorry, it's not French. Prismarine bricks, dark prismarine, sea lantern, block of gold, yep. Wet sponge, and the water.
The water sucks. Kills me.
Okay, the Monument is constructed entirely from variants of prismarine and lit by sea lanterns. It includes a large central section flanked by 2 wings. Under the monument are 23 giant pillars that stretch to the ocean floor.
Yep.
The main entrance is located at the front of the central section. The area of the ocean monument will only spawn guardians after generating, also being the only location they spawn. Central section consists of various types of chambers. The chambers are randomly generated. Each monument has a different number of rooms, at least 6, arranged in a unique manner. The chambers connect vertically and horizontally to the different parts of the monument, including the left and right wings. At the topmost room resides the Elder Guardian. Around the center of the central section lies the treasure chamber, a tall room with 8 gold blocks encased in dark prismarine. Occasionally, monuments contain a room with several wet sponges on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Rarely, these rooms can come in multitudes. One of the wings contains a large room with a small pillar at the center. The room contains a second elder. The other wing is made up of a huge open space with large square-shaped platform containing another elder guardian. A long hallway that arcs around the wings and the back portion of the monument connects the 2 wings together. Ocean monuments always contain 3 elder guardians, one at the top and 1 in each wing, just like he said.
Yep. And I hate elder guardians because they always kill me. And they suck. You need thorns to kill it, which is not easy of getting 4 thorns. Which could be found in, sand temples. There we go, sand. Might be 1 more, because I know that there's another temple.
No, it's only 3.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not right.
It's desert, jungle, ocean.
There's more than that.
Nope, that's what it said.
Okay. That's not... really all the temples, but they're
that
cool.
Is all the temples
on my Minecraft game.
Where else do you have?
There is the Mega Taiga.
What's a what?
The Mega Taiga. The What's orange that? Sand.
That's desert temple, dude.
No, that's the Mega Taiga is something else. Normal sand would be desert temple. Now, Mega Taiga has a castle with 10 to 15 chests, I think. Probably 10 to 15.
Oh, look at this. Mega Taiga.
Mega Taiga. Oh, that's the wrong one. I was wrong.
You called it Mega Taiga. That's what I looked up. Also known as the Redwood Forest biome.
Oh, I think I got myself mixed up. Oh, then that orange sand temple is something else.
I told you.
Well, it is a real kind of temple. But it kind of is orange because the sand is orange, and then everything else does because it's like
Okay, let's see this.
See? Oh.
This is orange stained clay.
Ah! They're hiding something! But what the temple is, it has 10 to 15 chests.
This is Minecraft stained clay biome.
Oh, that's it! That's it! Ha!
But it's a stained clay.
Yeah.
But it's not a temple. It's a biome. So you're not right.
There is a temple. There is. I've seen it with my own two eyes. But what the temple contains is like diamonds and stuff. But that's not right.
This one?
That's a sand.
It's called a mesa biome.
Oh, a mesa. Oh, now I'm getting the biomes all wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that it was mesa. That's true. I thought mesa was that. The other biome.
Mesa is a biome that has it's mostly made up of red clay and 5 different colors of stained clay. This biome is mostly similar to a desert.
Yeah, but there's a temple. There's a big castle temple with lots of traps that love to kill me so much. And I hate it.
Like this?
No, it's bigger. It's a castle. It's huge. It's orange. It's huge. Probably. It's gotta be true. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
There's this right here. Mesa Temple Map Red Desert Temple.
Okay, we can look at that. If that's right, I'm gonna be sad. Like, real sad. Minecraft Mesa. Temple. See? Ha! Huh. What is that?
Mesa.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's
Mesa
it.
Mesa Temple, which is still under the Mesa biome. It's under the Mesa biome.
I knew it! Because that's where I found it. And it was huge. And I died. A lot.
Okay. Mesa biome. Okay, we also have the Mesa Temple, which is part of the Mesa biome.
Which is really orange.
It says it's made up of mostly red sand, hardened clay, and 5 different colors of stained clay. The biome is mostly similar to a desert. The vegetation is made up by dead bushes and cacti in the mesa and oak trees in the Mesa Plateau. There are hardly any mobs here, and unlike desert, these biomes are very rare, and they don't have desert temples. Aha! What were you telling me?
It's true, they do. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Was it on yours or was it on somebody else's?
It was on mine.
But it's saying that there's no temples.
I could probably find another one and show it to you. Seed. I didn't use a seed.
That's why. Okay, what was it saying about seed temples?
Seed temples?
Yeah.
I love temples, even though they kill me.
Seed temple seed.
Seed temple seed. That's radiation. There's got it's just gotta be true. There is such a thing of the Mesa Tide. It's like the Grand Canyon from Washington D.C., but it's way more deathier. Cause it has no water. Fall damage will be contained. Mobs will spawn out of the caves, which is not fun. And other stuff spawns. And people die. That's it for this episode.